Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Ray, we're headed into Jim Gardner coming up in just a few minutes to tell us your story. And we had a blast doing it. Jim has been on the air in this state, in this town, for, what, 45 years?
45 years.
And almost never does interviews. We were really honored and flattered that he did it. I think it started because you asked him to come and do one of your Tommy and Me.
Which he agreed to do, and it was terrific at it.
Yeah, and so then I think we can tell the story. We said, would you do a tell us your story? And he said, could you guys wait a couple of weeks?
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, he had a reason for that.
He said, he sent me an email and said, I know I agreed to this date, but could we put it off for a couple of weeks? I can't get into the reasons why. I just think it would be better.
Yeah.
And obviously, he knew.
We inferred what was going on,
yes.
and then it occurred, and we were really honored that a guy who doesn't do interviews chose to sit down with us for an hour. And so that's coming up soon, and we think you're going to find a lot of compelling things in it about his reasons for deciding to retire. Well, he's not quite retiring, but... slow it down at this point, about his childhood and growing up, about his career, about his great interaction with the second President Bush that he had, and just some really good stories, some about his colleagues. A lot of people want to know about, you know, the Jim O'Brien passing away in an accident in 1981. He talked about that. So stay tuned. That's coming up. But before that, Ray, In my hand is a folded piece of paper.
Oh.
Now, last week I picked the Eagles to lose. I was delighted to be wrong. I believe you picked them to win.
I did.
And so you are delighted to be right. I don't know how you picked this week. I didn't. You were on the morning show. I heard just a little bit of you.
Yes.
But here is my pick. This paper has the score.
Okay. Well, this is the biggest game of the year. It really is. This is the biggest game of the year. The Eagles, it was a big game in Denver last week, and they showed a lot in winning. But this is the biggest game. Because this game will tell you if the rest of the season's how much it's going to mean. I mean, if they win this game, and then you look at the schedule that remains, the door really is open for them to possibly sneak their way into the playoffs, which very, very few people thought was a possibility. But if they win tomorrow, it becomes a possibility. Now, you also have to keep in mind what this game means to the other side. Because one of the things, we in Philadelphia always look at it from, what does this game mean to the Eagles? Well, just for a moment, think about what this game means for the Saints. They were 5-1. They've lost two games in a row. They're now 5-4. Their next two games after the Eagles are against Buffalo and Dallas. So I guarantee you, Sean Payton has been telling his players all week, we cannot afford to lose this game in Philadelphia. We cannot lose to a 4-6 team. So they're coming in here with every bit as much motivation as the Eagles have coming in. But I really like the way the Eagles are playing right now. I really like the way they're running the football. The offensive line is playing terrific. I think Jalen Hurts is growing week by week. I like what Jonathan Gannon has done defensively last week. I thought he stepped up what he needed to step up. They were able to cover better. They got more pressure on the quarterback. Once again, the Eagles are getting a little lucky. They're getting a backup quarterback, kind of the way they did with Teddy Bridgewater last week. You know, Trevor Siemian is Trevor Siemian. I mean, he's not Drew Brees, okay? And I think the big difference maker to me is no Alvin Kamara. I mean, he is the playmaker on that team. He's one of the best players in the league. I mean, over the last couple of years, there have been very few backs in football that have been as productive both running and catching the ball as Alvin Kamara. So, playing with a backup quarterback, no Alvin Kamara. Both starting tackles are injured. The Saints are a wounded team right now. And even though they're good on the road, and even though Sean Payton is 7-3 lifetime against the Eagles, I'm taking the Eagles in this game. Oh. I'm taking the Eagles in this game. I think it's going to be tight. I think it's going to be low scoring. Saints defense is very for real. They're good, and they're going to keep them in the game. That's their best way to win. But I think the Eagles are going to be able to chip away and get just enough points to win their first home game of the year. I'm saying 21-17.
21-17, I say.
And Glenn says, wow, you're going Eagles too.
I am.
17-14.
And I only, in the last day, I earlier in the week, if we had done this, I would have said I'm taking the Saints. They're just a better quality team. I think it's about the injuries. I really do. I think once Alvin Kamara's not playing, they've lost so many of their guys. I mean, Simeon's not the worst quarterback in the league. I'm not even a big Jameis Winston fan.
Right.
But Simeon's had a lot of chances in this league and never shown himself to be great. I like Taysom Hill as an alternative. He's not playing for them.
He's hurt.
Both tackles are hurt. I just don't, you know, I don't know what they have deep on their bench in offense. But
offensively, they're hurting. But yeah, defensively, they're good.
Well, that's why I give it 17-14. You missed the last line of my thing.
Oh. I saw it. Sanders scores a touchdown.
That's what I say. All right, let's sneak in Dr. Mark Pollard, our friend from Cooper Bone and Joint, who is with us. Hey, Doc, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're all right, and we're sorry to get you on so late because we just have a minute or two, but we wanted to ask you something. I'm assuming you watched the Eagles game last week and saw Dallas Goedert get clobbered in the head with a forearm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, it did not result in a penalty. I think that, by the way, it was a shoulder that hit him, I should say it correctly. It did not get a penalty, and that really irritated a lot of people here. And I guess my question for you, having seen it, is if it's not going to be a penalty and it's going to be allowed procedure in the NFL for guys to hit each other in the head, what's going to happen to these guys when they're 50 years old?
Well, you know, it's difficult to look in the crystal ball and, you know, tell exactly what is happening. And, you know, as it's clear, you know, as time goes on, we're learning more and more about head injuries and concussions and so forth. Certainly, we're more sensitive to it and no more now than we did even 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or something like that. And, you know, for better or worse, you know, the football is a game and the rules, I think we've talked about this before, but essentially it benefits the ones who hit the hardest. And, you know, again, for better or worse, that gives, you know, there's some advantage to that, whether it's popping the ball loose or something like that. You'd hate to think that there's, you know, some kind of strategy and planning and to try to, you know, injuring other people or knocking them out of the games. And, you know, getting back to the question as far as what the long-term implications are, it seems certainly, you know, head injuries and concussions are not good things. And, you know, as time goes on, we're learning that there's more and more potential bad things that happen to people. You know, they haven't really established a link necessarily between things like ALS and things like that, yeah. But certainly the traumatic encephalopathy, you know.
Yep, we've seen it. And I would just say this to wrap. The NHL, after you remember the Lindros getting hit by Scott Stevens play.
Sure.
A legendary play. It was not even a penalty because he hit him with his shoulder. The NHL decided after that, all right, no more hits to the head. Mm-hmm. That's the rule. We don't care what part of the body you hit with no hits to the head. And I thought the NFL had that rule. Apparently they don't. Dr. Pollard, we got to rush, but we always appreciate your expertise.
Oh, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you very much. All right, Ray?
Yes.
We got to give out some prizes before we turn it over to Jim Gardner at noon.
Okay.
The Scheib Sports $50 gift certificate. I love Chris from West Oak Lane. I think he was our first caller.
Mm-hmm.
When you and I were disagreeing on Miles Sanders, he kind of found a middle ground that we both kind of could live with.
Yes, he did.
All right, Chris from West Oak Lane, congratulations. You win that. Tickets to see Anything Goes at the Swarthmore Players Club. For tickets, go to pcstheater.com. I'll be in it, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Dancing like a fool. Andy in Bucks County is the guy who moved here from Syracuse.
Yeah, I love this.
When he saw Rocky.
I love this.
He wins, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Hands down.
Congratulations to him. All right, stay tuned coming up. Tell us your story with the great Jim Gardner, Ray and Glenn on 94 WIP. Brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Watch and wager on all pro and college sports at the Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play.
The holidays.
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.